we have a group that anybody who sends me a description saying it's kind of like a Prairie Home Companion crossed with the Carol Burnett Show. That's a pretty good description of something. And I think you're really we'll get to know all the people performing, but I do want to tell you up front, we have a dad and two sons and three friends of the family who are also joining them. Please join me as we welcome the Spurs of the moment.
In a vine-covered shack in the mountain, bravely fighting the battle of time, is a dear one who's weathered life's sorrow. Is that silver-haired daddy of mine? If I could recall all the heartaches, dear old daddy, I've caused you to bear. If I could erase those lines from your face and bring back the gold to your hair, if God would but grant me the power just to turn back the pages of time, I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine. Too late, dear old daddy, to repay for the sorrow and care. Though dear mother is waiting in heaven just to comfort and solace you there. If I could recall all the heartaches, dear old daddy, I've caused you to bear. If I could erase those lines from your face and bring back the gold to your hair, if God would but grant me the power just to turn back pages of time, I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine. I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine.
The Spurs of the Moment here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Chris, I'm going to start right with you. Chris All has right. been here with Arcade Theater and the Penny Arcade program, the improv group, and he wrote to tell me about the Spurs of the Moment, the house band for the smallest
show in town.
Smallest show in town.
That's right.
And tell us a little bit about, I'll sort of let you introduce everybody and just help ground us here. You should know that there are four people with matching shirts. Actually, and two people with matching shirts.
We work in sets.
Yeah, there's four that are wearing these nice cowboy type shirts. I just put a picture up on Facebook, and then there are two wearing plaid red shirts that kind of match.
We do.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a clash, but tell me about the group, Chris. Who's here?
So the Spurs of the Moment is a group that started with my dad and myself and my brother and some other friends playing music together growing up with a whole bunch of friends in Ohio. I'm from Youngstown, Ohio. And we were playing just for fun in people's houses, like weekly, and we started to play out at different events, and we realized we needed to have a name. Dad, you could tell us how we got that name. Do you remember how that happened?
I got most of it from Nick. He remembered better than I did, but Nick can correct me if I get this wrong. We were playing for a benefit. When one evening, and we were always picking up new members and so on, and we were downstairs in the basement tuning up just before the show, and the MC, I don't remember who it was, but said, "Well, what do we call you?" And Rob Hudak, one of our good friends, said, "We do a lot of things on the spur of the moment, you know, so why not call us the Spurs of the Moment? We're cowboys, too, you know."
That's a great name.
That's the name that caught on.
And it's very appropriate, as you will see. but this is my dad, Carmen Leone. Always a pleasure to play with you, Dad. That's always
same here.
Really enjoy that.
Mr. Leon, tell me a little bit about yourself. Were you born in Youngstown?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Youngstown. And I took guitar lessons for a couple years when I was a little kid and then just forgot all about it for a lot of years. Got married, started raising a family, and then picked up a ukulele again. And a banjo and started to play again. And when the kids got old enough, I made sure they all had a ukulele, at least to start with.
What prompted you to want to play guitar initially, I mean, when you were a boy?
Well, I just love music. And at birthday parties for the family, I had an uncle who brought along a friend of his who was a professional guitarist. He had played in New York with some of the big bands. His name was Queenie Miller. And he would come to the birthday parties in the family, and he'd play, and we'd gather around and sing. And I thought, man, boy, I wish I could play like that, too, you know. So that was probably the start of it.
Well, that's great. And did you have a career in Youngstown as well?
I taught school. I taught at Youngstown State University for 50 years, most of them part-time. And I also taught at Edinburgh University of PA.
What did you teach at Edinburgh?
English.
We have some Edinburgh people. In fact, my wife, who is not sitting there anymore, she's been replaced by Bruce. But she went to Edinburgh, and we have a couple of staff people that went to Edinburgh as well, who you might have taught.
I started at Edinburgh when they had a branch in Farrell, PA, which was close to my house. So yeah. I was across the line in Ohio. And then they closed the branch, so I spent a lot of years commuting.
Oh, that'd be a long commute.
Yeah, certainly was, but... But yeah, and then I retired from there, went back to YSU part-time, and ended full-time at YSU.
Well, great. Well, it's nice to meet you. And Chris, your brother's here, too.
Yeah, Nick.
There's Nick.
Bass over there. He's, hello. Say hello, Nick.
Nick, nice to meet you. And Nick, you, I guess Chris and you both must have learned early to play, or how did you come by your instruments? Nick's playing bass.
Yeah, I started with guitar. It was probably in high school. We dug them out of the closet. I remember my brother digging that guitar my dad's playing in particular out of the closet. And for a while there, there was like seven or eight guitars in the group, and I decided maybe to start with bass because there weren't any of those. So.
It's the biggest, so I want that one.
Yeah, it was something different, too. So,
well, it had to be fun growing up together. Who else do we have in the band, Chris?
So over here we have Megan Rooney on fiddle, and I think she's been here before, I know. She's a
Absolutely.
Friend that I met when I came to Pittsburgh a couple years ago and play music together. Really glad to have Megan. And Eric Lipsky on the cello right now he's holding, but he played the wooden spoons on that first song, and he's got a banjo. He's a multi-instrumentalist.
I think this is the first time we've had a cello and a bass in the same band, and the fiddle,
too. There's a family of, scrolled
instruments. If only we had a viola.
Yeah, how about that? We'll find one.
And then we have an accordion.
Over here, Nick Stamatakis on the accordion. Nick, I met through our work together at the arcade, and he's a great musician and plays keyboards. And he often will be with us at the small show and accompany on keys and join us on songs. This is where the spurs of the moment come in. We'll just, Nick, you know this song? Well, can you figure it out? Let's go do it.
Gosh, we have three Leons and two Nicks, I just realized.
Yeah, and there's a lot of overlap.
That's there. A Venn diagram to try to create if we work on that.
Between the shirts and the names, we've got...
Yeah, there's a lot going on here. Well, let's. I want to be sure we get more music. And what do you want to do next?
What do you guys want to do? Let's do He'll Have to Go. You can wear
my
cello.
Yeah.
So this answers the musical question. What do you ask somebody to do when you can't hear them during a cell phone call? If you're having trouble hearing them, doesn't this song answer that question? At least the first line of it.
It could. I don't think it was when it was written in 1940 or whatever. I don't know how long it is. I don't think it was intended for that
purpose. Gentleman Jim Reeves, right?
Yes, Jim Reeves had the first popular recording of this song, although I can't remember who wrote it, actually. But,
Probably Jim Reeves.
Probably wrote it. I'll check on that as you play it.
It was somebody else, but I can't remember his name right now. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go. Whisper to me and tell me, do you love me true? Or is he holding you the way I do? All love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to know. Should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go? I want to hear when you're with another man. Do you love me? Answer yes or no. Darling, I will understand. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. We're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go. Thank you.
I want to hear when you're with another man. Do you love me? Answer yes or no, darling, I will understand. Whisper to me and tell me, do you love me true? Or is he holding you the way I do? All love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to know. Should I hang up, or will you tell him? He'll have to go.
The Spurs of the Moment. And first, Joe and Audrey Allison wrote the song. Jim Reeves had the hit. And they, according to Wikipedia, who I believe implicitly and explicitly, they wrote it based on difficulty hearing one another on the telephone. She apparently had a very soft voice. More interestingly, you have some folks listening in Denmark right now.
Ah.
Are these folks you may know, perhaps?
That could be true.
Brad and Lottie and Carla William said, we are listening to the Spurs of the Moment way over here in Denmark. Thanks for having them on. They sound great.
Brad is a friend of mine. I met Brad in San Francisco. He's a musician also. And part of the history of the Spurs of the Moment happened in San Francisco. I lived there for about 10 years, separated from the core, another Venn diagram forming here. So the Spurs of the Moment had a West Coast edition that I led, and Brad was a wonderful, part of a wonderful group of musicians I met out there, and we would do shows regularly with just me and whoever could make it. I played a lot of shows at nursing homes and senior centers, and it was during the day, so a lot of people had day jobs. So it would just be me and whoever could show up, and that really fit our name, the Spurs of the Moment. But Brad was a pioneer with me doing that, and now he's out in Denmark. I'm glad he's listening in.
That's
Hello,
great.
Brad and family.
Eric had a great solo on cello, too, and also a great accordion work from Nick on that song. Everybody, now I've got to mention everybody. I just really noticed the cello. You are getting out to nursing homes to play from time to time?
Yeah, Dad and I do in Youngstown. Not as often as I'd like, maybe once a month we do it.
Yeah, we try for once a month.
Yeah, and since I moved to Pittsburgh, I got involved with the improv thing, and it sort of put my music on the back burner, and now things are shifting again, and music's coming to the forefront. So I intend to do more of those shows, but I've done that circuit, actually. We've toured around the country playing at nursing homes and in a couple of other countries as well.
Oh, it's got to be, I think... any or office parties, other things. It's really a great.
Oh, yeah.
It's great to hear because you're playing songs most people know,
yeah.
Or at least can get to know after a while. They can come along with them. The Spurs of the Moment, I don't think have a website at the moment.
No, we don't.
No.
But you can you can reach them.
No, we
link to a YouTube video of them, but you can also reach them through us. We'll put you in touch with them.
Yeah.
We'd be happy to.
Or through me on Facebook. There is a Smaller Show in Town Facebook page.
Ah, okay.
That is struggling to become a real thing. I am not a Facebook user, but it's there and it's growing. But because we host the Smaller Show in Town, which is a different thing, I could be reached through there as well. So.
The Smallest Show in Town is improv, or what happens
there? The Smallest Show in Town was the extension of something I had started in San Francisco. Also, it's a variety show, and it started in the early 2000s when I was out west as a variety show, mostly with musicians. And the band I was with was the house band out there. And we just invited musical guests mostly. I also had readers and writers. I had the Rubik's Cube world champion came in. So it was a variety show where people performed in a very intimate setting, no amplification at all, and very quiet crowd.
And you're doing this here in Pittsburgh.
So
now too,
I came,
right?
Since I came to Pittsburgh, I just started doing it again, but because of my growing improv interest and involvement, and we now involve improv as part of the show, so we'll have special guests come on, interview, do their thing, and then whatever happens, improvised scenes will then happen just inspired by whatever happened in an interview or a song or a dance or a poem or whatever. So it's really fun. That's the Carol Burnett part.
Yeah, we also have grilled cheese involved.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dad, thanks. That's probably the most important part of the show is grilled cheese sandwiches. Yeah.
You can never have enough grilled cheese sandwiches.
That's right.
That's the voice of Chris Leode, whose brother Nick and whose dad is here as well, Carmen. And those three, along with Eric Lipsky and Nick Stamatakis and Megan Rooney, are here as the Spurs of the moment. And what would you like to play next?
Well, since we're the Spurs of the moment, what do you guys want to play next? You ready for, want to do Lazy River?
Let's do Lazy River.
Our repertoire of songs comes from mostly my dad, a lot of old classic country songs, what I would call, and some standards like this one.
We really loved the Mills Brothers as the kids were growing up. Mm. I was so happy that they loved the Mills Brothers too.
Oh, I'd love to hear you do a Mills Brothers.
This is one of the songs we learned through them.
Up a lazy river by the old mill run. The lazy river, the noonday sun, linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles, dream a dream with me. Up a lazy river where the robin's song waits a bright new morning, we just roll along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up a lazy river, how happy we would be. Up a lazy river with me. By the old mill run, the lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles, dream with me. Up a lazy river where the robin's song waits a bright new morning, we just roll along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up a lazy river, how happy we would be. Up a lazy river with me.
You guys sound wonderful together. And that was Carmen with some fancy picking there. Sounded good. Pinky and all. it's fun to hear family members sing together. There's always something special, not just in the dynamics, but vocal cords tend to match up in a nice way.
Yeah.
And good to hear you both the spurs of the moment. Now, is there a small show on Earth coming up when people can actually hear
Yes, there is a small show in town. We haven't quite conquered the Earth yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Still working on
I'll
the
I bet
town.
That happens a lot.
Well, you know,
it might be available with Ringling Brothers.
We like to be understated.
The greatest show on Earth is probably on eBay right now.
Yeah, the small show in town. We have one next Friday, March 17th, at 8 p.m. at the Arcade Comedy Theater downtown. Yes.
That should be an awful lot of fun.
Yeah, it will be. We always have a good time. It's a very intimate setting. It's a very friendly sort of all. It's an all-ages show, so it's nice to get folks of all different ages in the same space, and we have a good time.
So that's coming up this coming Friday the 17th.
On the actual St. Patrick's Day.
The St. Patrick's Day. That's right. So that's a special day for us, you know.
Some Johnny O'Cash and some Willie McNelson.
You can get some music from Odetta in there. We better not start.
Yeah, we're going to get ourselves in trouble if we go down that road.
Although I don't know if I can match wits with a professor of English. I mean, Oh, Henry, maybe?
Sure.
Okay. Definitely. That'd be good, yeah. Shall we play another song?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's do, I don't know why I'm thinking of this. So, at our shows, I get myself into trouble all the time because I'll ask for requests. I've always done this at every show I play, and I know a lot of songs, but it turns out there's a few I don't know.
Amazing how that works out.
But, so if any listeners have any requests of a song they want to hear, just let Larry know, and maybe we'll know it. But
tell us what you have in mind.
Oh, let's do. Let's do Don't Fence Me In.
Oh, what a nice song, Cole Porter.
We've never played this together.
So there's a Spurs of the Moment, authentic moment. Yes. Just sit out if you don't know. Jump in if you do. Sing along at home, everybody. Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Don't fence me in. don't fence me.
It's hard not to smile when the Spurs of the Moment are playing, and I'm smiling for a few reasons. It never occurred to me to look up the meaning of the word cayuse. I've heard that song hundreds and hundreds of times. I'll ask Carmen Leone, Professor Carmen Leone, not Leone, Leone. Do you know the meaning of the word cayuse?
I just guess it's a horse. I don't know.
Yeah. What's interesting, again, according to Wikipedia, so we know it's right, it's an archaic term used in the American West referring to a low-quality horse or pony. But the first hit in a Google search was an automated database-driven software program containing the latest National Institutes of Health grant proposal forms.
I'm sure that's what Cole Porter had.
Yeah. When Cole Porter and Robert Fletcher wrote that song, but it's kind of interesting to think that you're going to go on a database to as you straddle your saddle. And I guarantee that's probably an acronym for something, right? And they probably came up with the word first, and then the acronym first, and then tried to retrofit it to mean something like computer, automated, whatever.
But,
another reason I'm smiling is you do have a request.
Really?
And it's for Waltz Across Texas.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. There's nothing that makes me happier when somebody hits me right in my repertoire.
Who do we know who it was?
I didn't plant it.
From our Danish friends.
It is
from Brad.
Oh, good, good, good.
No.
Anyway, I do it in C.
So
here's where things start to fall apart in the family band here.
Oh, are we arguing keys?
Yeah, so my dad sings in the one key and I sing in another, so we sometimes have to work it out. Do you want to sing lead on it?
No.
Play it? No, I'll sing harmony. You sing it in the key you like.
Yeah.
No.
What's Carmen's key?
G.
Oh, perfect.
My key is usually C. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, so that's interesting.
The reason we've always done it in G is we always follow it. We always do it right after Tennessee Waltz.
But we're just going to do one here today for Brad and family out there in Denmark. Nice.
I'll do it in C.
You could compromise and do it like an E flat.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, we'll do it in C. We're going to do it in C. Here we go.
I guess D is the compromise.
When we dance together, my world's in disguise. It's a storyland dream that's come true. And when you look at me with those stars in your eyes, I can waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you. Like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charms, and I could waltz across Texas with you. Troubles are just up and gone. The moment that you come in view, and with your hand in mine, we can waltz on and on. I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you.
like a storybook ending. I'm lost in your charms. I could waltz across Texas with you. And I could waltz across Texas with you.
The Spurs of the moment sounded good. What key did you pick?
We picked the key of C, because I sang it. Yeah, so if you were playing along at home, that was the key to play.
It's just a two-chord song.
It's just a very, yeah, what a nice. And I have to, if you don't, I just have to give props to Nick over here on the accordion. He has never played that song with us before. Also to Megan, never even heard that song.
It's a good thing the accordion has so many keys.
Yes, yes. And to Megan and Eric, I don't know that we've ever played that song together. So this is part of what I love about our little group is just getting some great musicians who add so much and are so talented to just jump in and enjoy it as much as we do.
We can have you back, and that's not a signal that we're done. But there are two requests that have been made, and I think we have time for two more songs.
Okay.
So I'll tell you what they both are, just so you can plan accordingly. Mark Tenero of Shadyside requested Folsom Prison.
Ooh. Prison? Prison. Prison Blues.
Folsom Prison Blues. Okay. And then let me tell you the other one, because I don't know Mark, but I know that somebody, probably all of you know, an Alyssa Leone listening in Hubbard, Ohio, who says, "Hi, Dad. Hi, Grandpa. Hi, Chris. Hi, everyone. How about playing High Noon?"
Oh, all right. That's my niece. That's
how could
Nick's,
we not do a Lisa?
Nick's
it's Alyssa.
I'll get
Alyssa.
Her for that.
Yeah, yeah. So, we pronounce it Alyssa, even Alyssa. Though it's spelled.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. Now, we have about 6 minutes or so of radio time.
Okay.
We're
actually not going to do either of those requests. we'll do one. But Elisa's request comes with a little bit of a we had invited her to be here. She's also a musician, and we invited her to come and to sing that song, and she couldn't make it, so she is so we will come back, and we will bring Elisa, and we will sing that song with her. So, how about that?
Is Elisa young, or is she?
Elisa's
17.
Oh, oh my goodness. 17. She just aged 3 years.
Wow.
She's 17, and actually she performs music. She sings with a group of friends who play with the group that gets
They're
together every week.
Part of the Spurs.
Part of the Spurs, but there's three young ladies, 15 to 17, who all sing, and they've performed at the smallest show as the Bard Rockettes there.
Here's what we do. We schedule them to perform on as part of our Youth Express segment at 10:30 with you performing thereafter at 11 and let her get her own cred in there.
That'd be great. And as long as we're planning ahead, and then we got to get you as a guest at the smallest show. Sometime.
I would love to do that.
We'd love to have you sometime.
And it's just
we'll figure that out.
We'll figure out my bedtime. Those Friday night shows are hard, but we'll figure it out.
And Mark Tierno is the fellow who you mentioned, Sayside, who is a good friend of mine. And Mark actually is the person who introduced me to Saturday Light Brigade show.
Thank you, Mark.
When I first moved to Pittsburgh, he's a wonderful guy, an actor here in Pittsburgh. And Mark, we're not going to do Folsom Prison Blues, but what we will do is a song that you might recognize that I helped Mark write a song once for a friend's wedding, and we kind of based it off of this melody. So
that Folsom Prison Blues would be a weird wedding song.
Not Folsom Prison. So we could do Folsom Prison.
We will do it.
We
for
will
him
do
next,
it next time we're next here. Time. But I want to do this song with Eric and Megan because it is one that we actually have played together before, and it's one that Mark will recognize the melody to.
I'm just going to interject because it's our last chance to talk. Probably. Yeah. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah. Great. So this song is an old Lefty Frizzell song. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
She said if I ever see her, she'd be gone before I could count 10.
Well, I guess that I didn't believe her, 'cause look at the trouble I'm in. She's gone,
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 and crying won't bring her back. Oh, the more that I cry, the faster that train flies farther on down that track. Every right to be happy when I lost the heaven I found. She warned me she'd leave and she left me before my first tear hit the ground. She's gone,
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 gone, gone,
and crying won't bring her back. Oh, the more that I cry, the faster that train flies farther on down that track. If I only knew where to find her, oh, I'd crawl there on my hands and knees. Each tick of the clock's a reminder she's 1 second farther from me. She's gone,
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 gone, and crying won't bring her back. Oh, the more that I cry, the faster that train flies farther on down that track.
Spurs of the moment.